This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everybody. Cheryl Fritz here, along with producer Mark Price. Joining us now on the phone, Mark Nixon, a friend to the station, has been on several times, communications director for the Board of Water and Light. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
Just fine, Cheryl. How's it going?
It's going very well, thank you. Did you have a good holiday?
I had a better holiday than I probably deserve, but thank you. Yes, it was a good one.
Dude, that sounds like a whole other show, Mark.
Well, a lot of family, a lot of friends, and a lot of, you know, kidding each other. We had a great time.
Good. Those are the kinds of holidays we like together. Now, our subject tonight is a little more serious than our nice vacations and our time off. I just wanted to talk to you about winter shutoff plans that the Board of Water and Light has to avoid having that happen to you. And a recent article said there are about 1,000 folks with the Board of Water and Light that are more than 90 days behind on their bills as of last month, but they're not all at risk of having the electricity shut off because you guys have some plans to try to help folks deal with that. What are some of those plans?
Well, that's very true. I mean, we have actually four distinct categories of our customers who we do have some protections. Seniors is probably the most commonly known one. You know, if you're 65 or older, we will not shut off your electricity during the heating season. That's just point blank. And that runs from November 1st to March 31st. If you have a medical alert condition, something that requires electricity to run your medical equipment, if you call our customer service number, we'll make sure that we put you on a priority list so you will not be shut off. People who are active members of the military are protected from shutoffs. And finally, if you're a low-income family, you may qualify. I have to stress that word may because you have to meet a certain test of qualifications. But if you do meet that low-income status, you're also eligible for a winter protection plan. So we have those four things right off the bat.
Okay. Now, a couple of years ago, unfortunately, a lot of remember an elderly gentleman who died in the Bay City area when his utilities had been turned off. Were some of these changes made since then, or are these plans that the Board of Water and Light has had in place for a long time?
Well, some of them have been in place for quite some time. The one new wrinkle is that we extended the heating season. I believe it was December 1st to March 31st, and now we backed it up to November 1st. But this was done in great collaboration with other utilities in the state of Michigan, as well as the lawmakers at state capitol. I mean, everybody saw this very terrible human tragedy that occurred in Bay City, and we all really banded together and said we're going to vow that this cannot and should not happen again. And so, you know, it was a combination. We had some of those protections in place. We just expanded. But we've also had a number of things for years and years that have also worked to help people. I don't know how much you want to hear about this, but we certainly are very proud of some of the programs we do have.
Well, I think the more information we all have, the more we can help each other out when we hear someone who might be in trouble. So,
sure.
I'd love to hear about them.
Well, probably the most exceptional one in our minds is called Pennies for Power. And it's a way for our more fortunate customers to help the less fortunate customers. And it's simple. You get your bill, and let's just say it's $50.32. If you round up to the nearest, next, highest whole dollar, the difference between your real bill and that rounded up amount goes into a fund, Pennies for Power. And every year we distribute about $40,000 to customers less fortunate than others who are unable to pay their bills. And we do this through a clearing agency in Lansing, Keppel Area Community Services. So they're the ones who determine true need. And through that, you know, we help hundreds, if not thousands, of customers throughout the year paying their utility bills. And that's just one thing. But we also do some things, maybe not as well known, but we have some fundraisers. We had what's called a 5K walk run. We've done that now for 2 years. We have a wine and cheese tasting benefit, and all of the proceeds from both of those also goes into Pennies for Power Fund. So those are the things that probably are maybe a bit behind the scenes. And I would say this too: we have a great staff in our customer service department, and you know, I have to say, I think they've heard all of the stories, and a lot of some of them bogus, we know, but mostly very legitimate cases of people who are struggling to pay their bills, and they will do just about anything possible to keep their lights, keep their heat on, and I guess the final message is, people need not. Should not wait until it's too late. That is the thing.
I'm sorry. That was my very next question. So the message I'm hearing run throughout that is not to wait or be embarrassed or go, oh, I can't do it. I don't want them calling me. Just give them a call, and your folks will work something out, some kind of a payment plan.
You're absolutely right. Human dignity, human pride really does play a role in people not wanting to admit that they don't have the money to pay their bills. But you know, if a person can bring themselves to call 702-6006, we have some very understanding people in our customer service department, and they really do want to work out a payment plan. It is very true, just like in any service, that when you get a service, you're expected to pay for it. But we also understand when people have some difficulties. So we want to work with people. The last resort is always turning off power, and we just don't want to do that. And that's why we encourage people to call us before it really gets, you know, almost unmanageable.
Anything coming up with the Board of Water and Light? You've always got some events going on or something to look forward to.
Well, you know, the winter months are actually kind of a quiet time. However, I think we are still contemplating another wine and cheese tasting fundraiser. We held it last year at Impression 5 and made a good deal of money, 4 pennies for power. You know, probably a couple of things that will be happening in the spring. First of all, we are the founders of the Lansing's Adopter River. It's been going on since the mid-90s, and we're thinking we're gonna have a few surprises in store for the community. We're gonna do a few different things, but we think it'll be a lot of fun. Also, of course, our annual chili cook-off. It's going to be the 16th annual. It's going to be moved to a Saturday for the first time. It's going to be on Saturday, June 4th. And it's going to be in conjunction with Be a Tourist in Your Own Town Day, which I think will be a lot of fun. So those are a couple of things.
Very good. That chili cook-off is always one to look forward to. Make sure I'm on the list for that wine and cheese night, too.
Will do, Cheryl. Will do.
Very good. And once again, the number was 702-6006. I'm sorry. Mark Nixon, thank you so much for clearing some of these things up for us and letting people know there's a place to go and some help available to them.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. Have a good night. We've been speaking with Mark Nixon, Communications Director, Board of Water and Light. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after these messages.